B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get Chris in Jersey up here. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
This whole Carson Wentz thing, like, it's just a weird dynamic to me. Like, any elite quarterback you've seen or good quarterback has either talent or coaching or both around it. And I just don't see it on this team. Like, it came to me, like, during the Patriots game, like, Tom Brady, the offense isn't working. And then they shoot towards the Patriots sideline. And you see Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady going over plays, going over what works, what isn't working. And you just don't see that on the Eagles sideline with Carson Wentz. I don't know what it is. Like, am I missing it? Or?
Well, Chris, I will say this. John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia, tweeted out a video during the Seahawks game of Carson Wentz going over to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And it looked like they were going over something. But you don't see that happen on TV. For whatever reason, the cameras don't get that shot. And maybe it happens in Miami. Hopefully there's no reason to get that shot where you see them trying to get on the same page. But I think Carson does need to be a little bit more that field general. And we've talked about this throughout the season. Our quarterback should never feel like he's walking on eggshells. But I feel like with three different reports that have come out over the last year of how Carson deals with his teammates and whether or not he's winning the popularity contest in the locker room, I think Carson's a little too aware of that now, where he wants to make sure he's like, instead of just being laser focused on winning, he's now a little worried about alienating people. And he's almost said as much after a response to that Philly Voice story that came out, whatever it was, 8 months ago now. And then the Tim McManus story and the Jeff McClain story about him almost alienating players in the locker room. I feel like he's now gone out of his way to make sure those guys are included. And he doesn't want to be the guy calling out guys on the sideline because he feels like maybe that'll make him look like the guy that's alienating other people from the locker room.
All right, man. I just feel like, you know, upper management has kind of dropped the ball with the talent around this team. I mean, I think they're trying to hold on to that 2017 magic, and I just don't think it's there anymore. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
No, Chris, think about it. Thanks for the call, man. What has Howie Roseman done this year? He sat on his hands.
Yeah.
After the offseason, and we were waiting for one of these big moves to come through, Howie's been non-existent.
And the places where you suffered key injuries were exactly the places where players were available.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver, your defensive line. Now, Clowney's an end, and Malik Jackson is interior. But that being said, you had some problems on your defensive line. Timmy Jernigan was hurt also. Malik Jackson, like I said. You know, you had specific areas where you could have shored up. And he didn't do it.
I wonder sometimes, you know, because I know that when it comes to getting guys for the draft, that all the coaches get involved in this. I wonder if at one point, if any of these coaches are like, nah, we're good with what we have.
I don't know how they could have thought that.
We all we need.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how they could have thought that.
I know, right. But I'm just saying that they felt like, you know what, if the discussions were had, and they felt like, I think we're okay.
Well, remember what Doug
especially
said.
Especially when it comes to receiver.
Absolutely.
You know?
And to your point, though, what Doug said a week or so before the deadline was, if we make a move, great. If we don't, great. And I was like, no, please say you want to add. Please say you want to add somebody, because maybe that'll shake things up in the locker room a little bit, where somebody might be a little bit more motivated to make a play. Oh, I might be getting a replacement in here. I better step up. Maybe you get a different line of thinking going there. But if you're Mike Groh, if you're Carson Walsh, then you're thinking to yourself, if I get a little bit more talent in here, maybe that'll make me look better. I don't know why they'd coach it. I don't know why they'd be against it. I just don't understand how, Bob, like you said, all the guys were available at the position, like Emmanuel Sanders, for instance, a wide receiver.
Sure.
Your addition before the deadline was Jannard Avery, as we all well know by now. To not make the moves of the guys that were available, for a guy that hasn't had a great draft history, Howie's putting a lot of stock in this upcoming draft. There's a lot of hits that he has to make in this upcoming draft in order to make this team better for next season and possibly down the line a couple of years, not even, could save his job as well. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. That doesn't mean that Howie's in hot water. It just means in the not-too-distant future, he could be getting in that hot water.
Yeah, I think he's got to nail this offseason between the draft and free agency and not bringing back more older players that are prone to injury. Mm-hmm. He's got to fire on all cylinders.
Let's hear from Doug Peterson. This was from his most recent press conference where he kind of was asked about your wide receiving core here in Philadelphia, and he said there's going to be a new addition to the starters, including J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
our plan kind of moving forward. I mean, we know that JJ's been kind of cross-training at a lot of different positions. We kept him at X. He's learned Z. He can play Z. Mac, obviously, he can play all three. But, you know, JJ's kind of the guy now. I mean, he's the one that's... in that position, and he's done some nice things these last couple of games. He's gaining a little more confidence in that. Nelly obviously can play over there, and then bringing Greg up, obviously gets some flexibility in the slot. So, JJ Mack can kind of fill that spot and really kind of back up a couple spots.
Let's go over this for a second. Here's what it took to be the guy now as an Eagles wide receiver. To be the guy, you had to go through the first 11, 12 games of your NFL career with 5 catches and 86 yards and no touchdowns. That's what it took to be the guy now in the Eagles offense. How is that even possible? Like, that's impressive to be that bad and all of a sudden become the guy. To have that so you had 2 catches last week. Those 2 catches put you over the hump as... The guy. And now he's the guy. It took you how many weeks after Matt Collins said he would rather be a special teamer than a wide receiver? How many weeks after that?
About nine or ten weeks.
And you go, okay, now he's not the guy anymore. Now I want JJ. I think of Whiteside. Your second round pick that should be getting more reps than anybody anyway, just because you've invested that much, that high of a pick in him, and he can barely see the field. It shows me the guy couldn't learn the playbook. My earlier suspicions were corrected, were confirmed by the video that we at least watched from Dan Orlovsky, and also watching him play throughout the season. It's unreal to me. But now he's the guy. That two catches against the Seahawks, and we see he's become the guy.
Yeah. It could be deeper than that, Mark.
It could be deeper than that.
Yeah.
Oh, please, dig the hole. What do we got? Dig a little deeper.
It could be that now, because he's gone into the playbook so much, has J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, that he knows like 75% of the plays.
Oh, goody.
Mac Hollins only knows like 60. So it's deeper than all that.
But what's really weird is we were allowed into the mindset of Mac Hollins when he said what he said weeks ago about special teams. But yet on the football field, I don't see a guy that is drifting mentally. Like, when he plays, I think he plays hard.
I swear.
I just don't think he's that good.
If I take away a snippet of what his season is, Mac Collins, it's him running in motion with his arms up in the air going, what's going on? What's right. the play? Looking I don't lost. Know. Honest to God, that's the snippet that I have in my head of him this season.
Trey, who would that fall on? Carson Walsh for not having these guys?
Yes.
Him more than Grow?
Yeah, it's all on Walsh.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he's the one that they deal with every day. You're in the meetings with them every day.
You're the one supposed to be coaching them up.
You're the one that has that are teaching them all of the routes, all of the different concepts, the motions, everything. Wasn't that Matt Collins that tripped the Dillard on that?
Yes, it was. So he was late on the motion.
Twice
he was late. Remember the one time they pitched it and he had to put his hands up in the air like, oh, that almost hit me.
All right. So, I know he doesn't have the best weapons and all those excuses have been made for Carson Wentz over the year. Just against the Dolphins, I just want to see you put up points. Let me see this offense roll. Now, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in the locker room, I believe this was yesterday, was also talking to the media about what this kind of means to him with all the people on his squad that have been coaching him up. Here's J.J. Arcega-Whiteside on the improvement he's made and the people that have helped him do it.
He's out there playing football. A lot more comfortable than when I started, that's for sure. But, I've been taking a lot of extra reps with Carson, Nate, Josh, everybody. Groh's been out there. Spending time with me extra, film room, playbook wise, everybody's just been so helpful and supportive, getting me to where I need to be, and hopefully I can go and showcase what I can do.
Yeah, a couple of things come out of that. One is that he's putting in the work. The other is that Carson's putting in the work with those guys. But he also, when he talks about being more comfortable, I think that's more so about the playbook than it is being on the field.
Yeah, because he's out there just playing football.
Right. What else were you supposed to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's get to Sean in Newark, Delaware. What's going on there, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
How you doing? I'm driving. I just had to pull over. All right, I'm pulled over.
Appreciate you.
I wanted to take a break because it's Thanksgiving and not get all stressed out about the Eagles and Sixers and everyone else. And I decided, you know, I just wanted to have a laugh at someone else's expense. So I went on YouTube and I found the Mississippi State Ole Miss game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys saw anything with Elijah Moore in the game he had yesterday. And I feel bad, like, making fun of it. But he had two epic moments in it. One was he fair catched a punt after he had already caught the ball.
That was awesome. I saw that.
But then he topped that off at the end of the game by scoring what would have been the, either the game-tying or game-winning touchdown. So he would have been the hero. Mm. But then he decided to celebrate by getting down on all fours, walking around, and then taking a pee on the opposing team's end zone.
Like
right
a
next
dog.
To the referee.
Yeah.
And then that ended up pushing the extra point back 15 yards. They kicked it, missed it wide, and lost the game. So he'll be remembered for that the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel bad for him, but it was funny to watch, especially the fair catch.
Yeah, that was.
And I do admit I feel bad for him. You know,
I don't feel bad because of the dog celebration. That made, I mean, I think everybody saw that one. And that, I mean, you can't do that. I mean,
but what's crazy is they did it 2 years ago and got penalized. The same school.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Everyone's calling them old piss.
Oh,
that's like their nickname now. You see it all over the web. The football team, because that's the second year in a row. They did it 2 years ago
as
well.
That's wonderful.
A different player did it.
I didn't realize it was the same school. I remember seeing, I didn't realize it was the same school. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and this time it cost them the bowl win. So now they're not Ole Miss, they're Ole Piss.
Ah, no, I get it now. Thank you, Sean.
So anyway, I thought everybody, if you watch it on YouTube, it's funny.
No, yeah, I appreciate
it. The fair catch is hysterical. He catches the ball, looks up, sees two guys about to tackle him, and then quickly waves his hand, fair catch! That's kind of funny. But anyway, have a great day, guys. Have a nice holiday.
Well, he'll see you too, man. He'll still be an upgrade on the Eagles roster next year, if that's what ends up happening. But no, I did see the dog. Like, what goes through your mind to go through that for a celebration? Like, I thought Randy Moss, when he acted like he pulled down his pants and rubbed his butt on the Packers goalpost.
That still made me laugh.
Joe Buck, that's disgusting.
Yeah, get off your high horse.
I agreed with him. I thought it was gross.
Jamie thought that was funny.
Do you also
what
remember?
What a shock.
Remember,
was it not funny?
Brett Favre,
no,
the other
hand. The kids saw him pull his pants down.
A whole nation, or a whole generation,
yeah.
Just ruined. Ruined. Years later, they would say, okay, boomer. All right, let's get to Simon in Havertown, or Haverford. Simon, what's up, buddy?
I'm from Haverford.
Okay. What was that?
I'm calling from Haverford.
Haverford, yes. Simon, what's on your mind, brother?
Eagles.
What do you got on the birds?
They're going to win this Sunday. I watch you on the Twitch every day.
Oh, thanks, nice. Man. Appreciate you. How's Bob Cooney looking today?
He's looking good up on the Twitch.
How's that Trey Thomas looking today?
Good.
How's that Jamie Lynch looking?
Good.
Awful.
How's that,
lie to me, Simon.
How's that Mark Farzetta looking?
He's looking good.
Oh,
all right.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to throw me under the bus, but that's great. Thank you, Simon. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you,
all man. Right, Simon. My man.
All right.
My man. Mark in Reading. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
All right. Hey, I want to talk about Flyers. Do you guys notice the difference between this year and last year with the game plan? It seems more organized and more accountability.
I mean, I think everyone's noticed that part, but what I have noticed is that the offense is more aggressive. It's more of what you saw from Peter Laviolette than you saw from Craig Berube and, you know, Stanley Cup winning coach, and also Dave Haxtell. It's a more up-tempo offense.
All right, yeah, that's what I wanted to see if I was the only one to notice that. And also, I'm happy that yesterday Cowboys lost. I'm so happy. Go Birds.
Go Birds, go baby. Birds. See that? It's a Cowboys loss. Makes you feel like it's also an Eagles win. It's a beautiful moment for you. But look, of all the things, it's hard to get into a game where I think 99% of your audience is saying that the Eagles will win this game.
Mm.
But we know as a fan base, we can get excited. We can look ahead to different games, right? You can look down the line. We're all circling week 16 against the Cowboys. But as a player, Trey, you know you can't go into this game just thinking it's a slam dunk.
Absolutely not.
Can you at least be motivated by the idea that you're supposed to win a game?
Yes.
Like, we better not lose this type of thing?
Yeah, you can still be motivated because you know you have a lot to work on. This isn't a team that's firing on all cylinders. So, you know, the motivation is that let's go out here and try to play as perfect of a game as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at it as one of the things I want to see in this game is just the offense get that rhythm. But maybe you try, if you're getting up by a little bit, you're getting comfortable in this game, maybe you try and do a little bit of that special stuff by that we haven't seen this year. Like, we see against the Patriots pulled out a little gadget play. You see it against the Seahawks, and then you see last night John Brown throw a touchdown for the Bills. Like, where's our little special moment?
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, you know, commenting on that, saying, well, if you're the better team, you don't need that stuff. That's just silly. Well, this team needs some kind of a boost. And I'm not sure that they're just good enough to go in and roll somebody. You might need some trickery because you're just not good enough to impose your will. Now, hopefully they are. And maybe come Monday, we'll say, yeah, they did exactly what, you know, they had to do and we expected them to do. But as I said before, a lot of times recently when you expect them to right the ship, they don't do it, and I'm starting to wonder, are they just not good enough to do it?
Oof. Well, it's not normally the Dolphins you have the chance to right the ship with.
I hear you. I know how bad the Dolphins are, and you know, the fact that they gave up 78 combined points the last 2 weeks against Buffalo and Cleveland certainly tells you something.
Mm-hmm. And that's the fact that they basically want to lose
They
games.
Don't want to win, right, and they're playing out the stretch and all that, no question.
Our man Will Strobel, William Strobel, tweets the story of the show. He goes, why does it sound like every player's interview in the Eagles locker room sounds like that player just left a therapy session? It's a fine point.
Fair.
610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. All right, coming up, talk a little bit more about those Sixers, what they're going to do tonight against the Knicks. Talk about another slam dunk, no pun intended, win we should be seeing by a Philadelphia team. Really, it should be a win today for the Flyers, then a win tonight for the Sixers, and then nice little win for the Eagles coming up on Sunday.
Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
Some jam, some zip, some pop. Coming up on the Fanatic, we'll get a little bit more into that. Time of the Fanatic is 9:24.
Now's the time to get yourself in a sweet new Ford at Metro Ford's Black Friday sales event. Only at Metro Ford's Black Friday sales event will you be eligible for cash back on all 2019 SUV car and truck models. Also get 0% financing on select 2019 models like the new Ford Ford Expedition. Other great deals include over $14,000 in cash back on America's best-selling truck, the F-150. And over $4,000 cash back on the all-new 2020 Explorer. If you're looking to lease, they've got you covered, too, with their Black Friday red carpet lease offers. This is a Champions Quality Savings event and the perfect time during the upcoming holidays to get yourself or a loved one in a beautiful new Ford SUV car or truck from the great people at Metro Ford who make the car, truck, and SUV buying process easy. Get the details from my friends at my favorite Ford dealer on their Black Friday sales event at their beautiful showroom in Medford, New Jersey on Route 70 or go online to medfordford.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Flyers win. Sixers win tonight. Eagles win on Sunday. It's a nice little weekend for us. Already start the Friday out with a couple of victories. Get the mojo going. What are you looking at me like that for?
I agree with you.
You look like a crazy person.
I am a crazy person. I just ran into somebody out in the... Like, literally ran into somebody in the hallway.
I was just saying...
We're the only ones here, so I was surprised there was somebody to run in the hallway.
I was just saying that. I feel like, you know, we need some good mojo. And sure enough, right when I said the Sixers will win, the morning host and at our sister station and Sixers in-arena voice, Matt Cord.
That's who I ran
into. Just popped his head out. And just as I'm saying the Sixers are going to win, and that is all but a guarantee. It's all you need.
Yeah.
Cowboys lose. You get that good mojo going. Got Jerry Jones crying after the game. Everyone's yelling at everybody in the locker room. The Cowboys are lit on fire right now. Eagles are going to make the playoffs. I'm going to boom right there. There you go.
All right. It's the chances were 50-50 going into yesterday.
Yes.
What are they now?
100 to nothing. That the Eagles make the playoffs.
Wow.
Because the Cowboys just lit themselves on fire.
Pretty good.
In all seriousness, I'm 80% sure that the Eagles are going to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, I'm right around you.
Yeah, I think I'm more optimistic than I have been, and it's all because the Cowboys lost.
Well, I'm very...
They lost terribly.
I'm 90% optimistic that they're going to cover or handle the four games that aren't the Cowboys. That Cowboys game is going to give me... I think they can do it, but that's the one where I'm like, eh.
All right, so the Cowboys the rest of the way. They got the Bears next, and they go to Chicago.
I believe they're 3.5-point favorites against the Bears next week. That already came out.
And that's a primetime kickoff game. That's an 8:20 p.m. game, that game against the Bears. That's a prime time. That's a night matchup there. And then after that, the Cowboys, they have another, I don't know if you call it a tough one, but they host the Rams. Then they go, obviously, to Philadelphia, and then they close it out. They close it out against the Redskins while the Eagles close it out against the Giants. So that's a little different there. But, this has got to be everything. Like, when we talked to Adam Schefter on Wednesday, yeah, I think he made the great point. The great point is that this is now set up, especially with the Cowboys losing, this is set up for the Eagles to win the NFC East. After all we have watched this season, this is the time for the Eagles to take advantage. It's all fallen into place for them. Hopefully they get healthy as the season winds down. You get Alshon back healthy 100%. That adds to the receiving core, of course. Jordan Howard, you hope, gets healthy. This is the type of game that you just go, all right, you just take care of business against the Dolphins and roll from here on out. And next thing you know, you'll be in the playoffs with Carson Wentz as your starting quarterback. Are those Eagle,
I feel you.
Are those Eagle color glasses or not?
I think we can do it.
Yeah, let's party.
Trey was so confident.
Yeah,
they can do it.
All right.
You can do it.
Now, what might even be more Homer-colored glasses is the other two teams winning today. One, the Red Wings suck, so hopefully the Flyers take care of business against them. But the Sixers tonight, Bob, have a rather interesting lineup situation going on here.
Yeah.
Against the Knicks, 7:30 tip-off, Madison Square Garden. We know they'll have Joel Embiid, so that's good.
He is playing.
33-point performance coming off of that. 16 mm-hmm. rebounds?
Yep.
All right. There you go, JoJo.
30-plus minutes, yeah.
Then what else? Who else they got in that lineup? Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons will be there tonight. Right, Matisse Thybulle will be coming off the bench. Or maybe not.
Maybe starting.
Maybe starting.
Instead of Furkan.
Yeah, maybe he starts at the Josh Richardson position because he's doubtful.
Okay, he's doubtful. Uh-huh. And then who else is doubtful for tonight?
Well, yeah, Uncle Al's taking the day after Thanksgiving off.
Mm.
Like most people in this building, he's taking the Friday after Thanksgiving off.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Didn't they just play New York?
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah, and New York gave them a run for their money.
Yeah, Sixers won like, I want to say like 108, 104, something like that. It was there.
It was a little too close for comfort.
Yeah.
Marcus Morris and Embiid had their little incident.
That's right.
Part tonight.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
I think they're 7.5-point favorites.
Still win the game. All I'm saying is they build the mojo up from right now till Sunday, and Eagles, they're the ones with the slam dunk.
So you're looking for a 3-for-3 weekend.
I am looking for a beautiful 3-for-3 weekend. Is that too much to ask for right now? I think we've earned it as a fan base. Mm. Over a holiday weekend, I think we've earned a little ease. I think we learned some warm and fuzzies as well from the Eagles. That's what we've earned. The warm and fuzzies is that they give us a game like they gave us against the Jets, right? They went up and they took care of the business against the Jets and beat them by 25 points. They should be able to take care of business against the Dolphins. I think they're even favored by more points against the Dolphins than they were against the Jets, if I'm not mistaken. I think it stayed at 7.5 against the Dolphins, or excuse me, against the Jets, and now it's up to 9.5 against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I'll take that action.
All right.
This is the type of game where after all the criticism that you saw from Carson Wentz over the last 2 weeks, he says to heck with all that, and he goes out against the Dolphins, and he just handles it. With the receiving core, whatever you have talent-wise there, whatever it might be in the run game, Jay Ajayi going back to Miami, whatever it might be, you go into Miami, you take care of the business, you get an easy victory, you right the ship, Trey, as you've been saying, and you just come back to Philadelphia all relaxed. Take care of business against the Giants, too. And then you take care of business against... Like, really, all this is proving your worth from here on out. This team has been better than what we have seen all year. Unfortunately, they have just underachieved. I still think that. Because when it comes down to one play in a lot of these games, like the Lions, the Patriots, I can't think of it.
Atlanta, thank you.
When it comes down to that one crucial catch type of thing, no pun intended with the campaign that's going on right now, but when it comes down to that one moment, that's where you go, that one moment is what separates you from at least having 3 more wins on your docket right now. At least.
And some could say, yeah, well, bad teams don't make that play.
Good teams don't make that play, you mean?
Good teams make the catch.
Bad teams don't make that play. They come up small.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate, no question about it. Do I think they go in there and win this weekend? I do. But the rolling, the just show up, that type of stuff. I look at other teams in the league that are 5-6, 6-6, you know, whatever, have that record. And there's not many that I look at, and this is an outsider looking in saying, oh, yeah, they go down to Miami and roll. I don't know. Right. Miami's horrible, yes. But, like, would Cleveland? I don't know. Miami Cleveland could win that game. You know,
Miami, I think they just blew out. They just got blown out by Cleveland. Yeah,
yeah. Cleveland did put up 41.
I was going to say 41 or 42 points.
Yeah.
Way to shoot your own argument in the foot there, Bob.
So that didn't work out so well. But, I mean, look, the last two games given up.
Keep this up. You're going to be tool of the week, Bob.
Yeah. Makes you think, look.
Come on,
just
say it, Bob. It feels good. They're going to blow the doors off the Dolphins. Just say it. Say the words.
No, I'm good.
Just say it. Come on.
Nope.
Well, you don't have to give me your prediction now because we got them coming up.
Yeah, just say they're going to roll.
Don't give me your prediction.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my boss.
Just say it. It feels really good.
You're not my dad.
You're not the boss. Leave me alone.
They're going to blow the doors off.
I just got you a coffee last break.
That was very nice
treating me like this.
I just want you to say it. It's therapeutic. It feels good.
You don't have to give me your prediction. Is it going to be a close game, Bob? Flipping through your pages.
Because I already wrote down my final score. Which I'm 8-3 picking the Eagles this year. I'm just going to say season best out of all.
See,
of us.
This is what a loss the Cowboys. Look, the Cowboys losing in our minds and our stratosphere has an impact on the Eagles game against the Dolphins. Like I thought, you know, I didn't want to slam dunk it and say they're going to win by more than 10 points. But now after the Cowboys lose, I'm like slam dunk more than 10 points. I have this being a blowout.
You know what I found weird about NFL players?
What's that?
Is that they don't particularly like. I don't know if every Eagle last night was watching that Cowboy game going like. All right, let's go Bills.
Like what we're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds crazy, but I think we're more invested at times.
Oh, way more.
Yeah,
but like,
exactly.
I don't even know if everybody on the Eagles roster watched that game last
Trey
night.
Doesn't know any game he ever played in. Like, he doesn't. Like, do you think he knows other games that happened around the games he was playing?
I would bet you half the team last night didn't even watch that game.
Well, I'm Trey, pretty sure, yeah. Trey knows why they didn't watch. Trey, what were they doing yesterday?
Oh, they were at the parade.
The 6 ABC parade with Adam Joseph, who we had in studio on Wednesday.
Adam said he's gonna cook a bird for Trey. He said that multiple times.
No, he's gonna a carrot cake.
Carrot cake, yes. For Trey. Yeah.
Yes.
How many birds were? How many eagles? How many eagles were at the parade yesterday, Trey?
I think it was three of them.
Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? They're gonna lose now.
They're at that parade, hanging out at the float, waving.
Sanders, Malcolm
Miles
Jenkins,
Sanders, and I forgot who else. Yeah, I don't know.
But you know about
somebody else? Though. Yeah,
it's a crazy world.
Yeah.
You know, last time Malcolm Jenkins was down on the parkway, it didn't work out for him too well. I told you what happened, right?
What's that?
He said he got chased by a bunch of hipsters.
Oh.
They were trying to track him down and get a picture with him.
Well, he was on the back of a car now waving, so it probably made it a lot easier. He was moving. Constant movement.
I don't know. I don't think those parade floats move so fast.
Yeah, no.
Nonetheless, he said he thought he might blend in because he was wearing skinny jeans. like the hipsters.
All right.
Yeah, apparently it worked out. No pictures. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We got Jay, we got Bill, we got you after that. We'll give you our predictions. We'll give you our tool of the week and our big sexy report. Trey, we go to the great state of Florida.
Of course.
Jamie's going there later today.
Got my bath salts all packed up.
Although you're going to be in the Miami region.
Yeah, if Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it doesn't really get that crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it gets cool crazy. It doesn't get...
Yeah.
Let me try to chop my neighbor's head off with a machete because he's taking my wheelbarrow.
I don't want
to
rule it out.
Right.
But, you know.
But we do have a fine, big, sexy report for you as well. 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic is 941. And, ladies and gentlemen, Concordville Nissan. If you want to take care of your family, if you want a nice car to be driving around, Concordville Nissan will make you happy, as they did with my family. They make sure everyone's smiling when they drive off in their brand new Nissan. It's a real culture. Gilroy down there, Anthony and Dave, they'll take great care of you as they did for me and my wife, and Lil Toots as well. Going on right now, Concordville is having their Black Friday sales event, and it's going on till tomorrow. 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans. You can also score a great deal with dealer rebates. Save big on Nissan models that everyone's talking about, like Rogue or the Murano my wife and I bought, Altima, Sentra, Pathfinder. Check out holiday bonus cash of $500 on 2020 Altima Rogues, Altima and Rogues, and also the Nissans. They come with the great technology that you need and you want to keep safe on the road. Concordville Nissan, Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Make sure you check it out. 202nissan.com. Black Friday sales event ends tomorrow. That's November 30th, 2019. Remember, Concordville cares.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So, Trey, I believe you posted this in our fine shared folder. A man was doing the hibbity-dibbity by himself.
Yeah, just hanging out, just trying to enjoy himself.
And was this on a train?
No. Nah,
well, what was the setting?
I think he was in the parking lot somewhere.
Whitesnake?
Yeah, just out there, just shaking the white snake.
Hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to try to shake the white snake. Not that he'll need a quarterback spy or anything, but Nate Gary will be doing his job down there.
Yeah.
He is the white snake.
Actually, I think it was down in the Miami area.
Of course. I think it was at the hotel where Jamie's staying.
Yeah, Jamie, just consider this a warning. So, an older man, maybe even a boomer, I don't know, walked up to this man that was doing the hibbity-dibbity.
To himself.
By him, yeah.
Yeah.
And said, hey, you.
Stop that.
You stop that.
Yes.
Keep your damn hands off you, basically.
Yeah.
And the guy punched him right in the face.
Yeah, beat him up.
Beat the crap out of the guy for making him stop doing that in public.
Like that. That's
Did
just
he dress himself first?
I don't know.
Well, I was going to say getting beat up is bad enough, but when you're getting beat up by hands that were previously
man
just doing
the
that,
white snake.
Yeah, and, I mean, you know, and the pants are down. That's
It's got to be because
that's humiliating.
Because you're getting punched and you're like, "What's that smell?" And then you know, and then you got all that flapping around on your leg while he's pumping towards you,
slapping around the beef.
Yeah, like you know, just way too much going on. You know,
partner, he likes to slap around the beef.
Just a lot of mixed emotions and feelings going on right now. Like, I don't know what's going on.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is
just somebody help me. Get him off me. There's too much of wiggling around on my knees. I don't know. And he keeps punching. Like, what's that?
For love of God, somebody help me.
What's that goo on your hands? Oh, my God.
This is our big sexy report brought to you by Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Always on top.
Florida.
Jamie, where will you be later today?
Miami area.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Howdy ho. I'll be doing my best not to become Florida man.
Jay in West Philly, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First, I just want to say I love your show. You guys are great. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, brother. Same to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to touch on the Sixers and the Eagles real quick. First, the Sixers, man, they got a ton of talent. But and their fast break offense is great, but their half-court offense and off-the-ball offense is terrible. Once Ben gets rid of the ball, he's not really active. When we had J.J. Redick, he was active. He was running around, trying to get off screens, trying to get a shot. And I think we need to work better to find shots and get our off-the-ball offense a little bit better. And Brett Brown needs to, rather than fitting the guys we have into his system, I think he needs to build the system around those guys. Now, as far as the Eagles, the injury bug has killed us. That's the main problem. Carson, he needs, between a quarterback and your receivers, the biggest thing is building rapport and having that connection from quarterback to receiver. And I feel like he hasn't been able to establish that because of all of the changes and injuries and guys switching around. And I think that's been a big problem as well. As far as the Dolphins, I see the Eagles pulling out a victory 24-17. The Dolphins Whoa. Are definitely in desperate mode. So I see them taking deep shots down the field, trying to go, you know, for the big play from the jump. So I see them putting up a couple of points, not from the run game, but going deep. And then real quick, I just want to touch on the Cowboys. I think Jason Garrett is their best hope at doing anything. So, you know, I want them to fire him. Because if they fire him and get a new coach, I see them, you know, they're going to have to be in rebuild mode and they're not going to do anything, you know, for a couple years. So, you know, I would love to see them fire Jason Garrett because I think he's their only hope at, you know, doing anything.
I want to agree with you, Jay. Thanks for the kind words. But the Eagles fired their head coach and two years later they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they won't have to rebuild. They have a pretty good core that they've already signed.
So. Yes, they do. Bill Lansdale, last caller of the day. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? It's the will to win here.
My man.
How are you doing?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind today?
Well, any reasonable thought I had in my head probably went out the window once I heard, what's that smell while I'm getting punched in my head?
Sorry, Bill.
Yeah,
that's okay. But I do think that, like, I drank the Kool-Aid when we saw this the lineup at the beginning of the year, you know, Super Bowl. But, you know, no starting receivers, missing three starting offensive linemen, no starting running back. You know, the way this season's shaking down, you know, even Dallas is probably going to lose one more game. We're going to win the division. Really by default, but I don't think we can really judge Carson Wentz or anybody on the offense based on what they're having right now.
No, I kind of agree with you. I think that this team is better than what we have seen. They have played their worst version of football far too often. Bill, thanks for the call, brother. And yes, Bob, to your point, that makes you a bad team. But I do believe that you have a better quarterback than what we have seen this year. You certainly have a better quarterback than what the numbers dictate. Because what do I always say? Numbers, yeah, sure, they never lie.
Oh, but they can deceive.
But they do deceive.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, a fun show here for a Friday, on Black Friday nonetheless. But here's my official tool of the week. There's no excusing it. And I know
Martin Scorsese for making the movie too long.
No.
No.
I love The Irishman. Great movie. The tool of the week, I don't care if he had a 33-point game or not. You go scoreless during one game in a week.
That's
your
a good
tool
one,
of the week.
Farzetta.
Joel, the process, Embiid, tool of the week.
Wow.
With a 0 point from four. It was against one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Not for that game. And Joel Embiid is our tool of the week, brought to you by Hollis True Value and Garden Center. Fall is here. Head to Hollis True Value and Garden Center in Lafayette Hill to find everything you need for your home, garden, project, party, or tailgate. If you need it, remember, Hollis has it. My official prediction of this game, Eagles Dolphins. Eagles 38, Dolphins 17. 38-17, Eagles win. Trey Thomas, what say you?
I'm going 28-10 Eagles.
28-10. Bob Cooney.
26-13 Eagles.
Say that again.
26-13 Eagles.
Why do you give me the snake?
So they cover.
Why do you hate the Eagles, Bob?
I get one saying so they cover, another saying why do you hate the Eagles?
Jerry Litch.
I think they're going to slump bust. I think they put up a 34 spot, and Dolphins put up, let's say, 17.
17, look at you.
You predicted the losing score to be 17, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks in a row, Jamie. Just saying.
Cool, I'm consistent.
Jamie Litch, what is your takeaway today?
I mean, what have the Seahawks and Patriots put up the last two times?
What's your takeaway today?
Go Birds!
All right. Bob Cooney?
Yeah, go Birds. I'll jump on that.
Trey?
Hey, go Birds.
Hey, welcome home TJ McConnell tomorrow night.
There you go. My takeaway of the day is two things. One, the Baxter dumpster in a bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebaxter.com. And my second takeaway of the day is, what's that smell? Time of the Fanatic, 9:55. And don't forget about Subaru, Concordville Subaru, folks. You have to see the beautiful showroom that they built just for you. Check out all the Subaru models that you want while enjoying a fine coffee from their beverage area. Also, the fireplace. You can sit by the fireplace in the visitor center. And also, you get a free car wash with every service appointment. And this month, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback Premium for as low as $269 per month. Or you can also lease a Legacy Premium for $249 per month. Both model leases are 36 months, require $3,000 due lease signing, and for qualified buyers, Subaru Share the Love event going on right now. Subaru will donate $250 to the purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. That's Subaru.com/share. Lease deal ends November 30th, 2019. Visit Subaru.com for inventory. Also visit Subaru.com or call 888-351-6493 for financing details. And remember, Concordville cares.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.